Ready? Three, two, one.
Hi.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Sorry We're Drunk.
Sorry.
Are you okay?
Oh, I am okay. I'm sorry.
I'm like, are you okay? Sorry, not sorry. Hi.
I think we fucked up already.
Why are we I feel awkward. I started crying. Okay. All right. Okay.
My name is Brie.
I
forgot about that part too. Thank you. Okay, you're Brie. Who are you?
Cindy.
Hi, I'm Rosie.
Sorry, guys. Like, no matter how many times we do this, it's hard. It's hard.
I'm shy.
Yeah. I think we need more drinks.
Because Joseph's here today. I feel weird.
I know. We have a guest here, so we're a little...
I think that's part of it, yeah.
Nervous.
Okay.
Turn around. No, I'm just kidding.
Hide! Face the wall! No.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
All right. Anyway, today... I'm serious now.
Okay.
Today we are drinking Gin and Juice by Dre and Snoop. These are 5.9%. And they are
5.9. Ooh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Does anyone see the calories? Because I don't.
Calories.
I don't see them. Well, so it's a secret.
Yeah, the ingredients are here.
It might be on the box. Juice, I'm pretty sure it's
citrus,
on the box.
Rose. Oh, it's right here.
Oh. It has to be on the box, right?
There isn't. Is that legal?
No. I know a lot of a lot of drinks don't fucking put that information.
Is that legal?
You don't have to put the nutritional facts. Seltzers.
I thought that's a rule.
It's not. It's not.
Isn't that like mandated by the FDA?
No, that's what I'm saying.
No, listen, guys. One thing I noticed is
what the fuck.
Most beers, most things don't share that information. What started this trend is the seltzers, because seltzers started advertising that it was less calories. So then, like, some people started adding it. Adding it, but you don't have to put it on there.
Huh.
I've investigated this before.
Since the box is here, this is what the box looks like.
It probably means that there's a lot of calories in here. But anyways, I have the apricot flavor. Do you say apricot or apricot?
Apricot.
Apricot. Dang, now I'm thinking about it.
I don't know. I think I say apricot.
Apricot.
Okay. It matches my vibe.
It really does. The yellow.
Okay.
I have the melon flavor.
Mm-hmm.
It matches your vibe.
And then I have the citrus flavor.
It matches your vibe.
What a coinkadink.
Surprise. Okay, cheers.
Cheers.
I think you'll tell in the video, the first two sips, I made a face, but now the third sip.
Okay.
Yeah,
third sip.
I'm not making a face.
It was surprising to me. I'll just say that.
It's super lightweight.
But there's something about this that caught me off guard. In the beginning.
I don't hate mine, and I don't love apricot flavor.
No, I don't hate it, but I don't know why in the beginning it tripped me out.
I'm not mad at it,
but it's pretty good, no lie.
You know how episode we had the melon, a melon flavor?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan of melon, but I did rate it high because it tastes so true to its flavor, like to the fruit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't like the actual fruit. But
to be honest, I've never had melon.
Really? I don't
like
melon.
Actual melon.
I love berries. I'm a berry girl.
Mm. Yeah, I'm pretty picky with fruits.
Me too. Yeah. No, you're really picky.
Yes.
She doesn't like strawberry.
Okay, wait. I could eat strawberries, but I don't think I like the texture.
I'm a texture girl too.
Yeah, which is why most fruits throw me off. That's why I've never even tried them. Like, I don't like them. Apricot, never tried.
I'm a texture girl,
melon,
too.
Melon, never
but
tried.
But the fruit.
Apricot's like a peach, but
peach,
harder.
Never tried.
Oh. I love peach. My grandma's allergic to peach.
I never tried a real peach before.
Random fact.
Grandma fact.
not allergic to the peaches.
She's allergic to the peaches.
I was going to go way off right now, but I'm going to ignore it. How much were these? Here we go again. She doesn't remember.
I didn't buy them.
I'll put it in the screen.
We're going to have to ask Carlos.
I'll put it on the screen with the prices.
But we got them from Costco, so.
Wait, no way. They're in Costco? Oh, okay.
Costco.
I will say, though, that.
Sponsor us.
Costco. No, for real. Honestly. This is the first time I've seen, like, the variety pack. For a while, they only had, like, the single flavors, which bothered me because they're a little bit on the pricier
side. Yeah, they're not cheap for sure.
They're not cheap, and I didn't like the fact that I had to buy one flavor. I wanted a variety pack. So the fact that they came out with one, I'm very happy. Now I get to try all the flavors.
I'm very curious to see the price.
I'm very curious about the price.
I love the name, though.
Yeah. Gin juice. It's, I mean, I'm not even going to front. Packaging, name, all of this.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah. Just because, like, we know there's something that goes along with it. Like, the nostalgia factor, too. It's pretty dope.
It's good. It was a good idea. It's great marketing. I love it. Okay.
Premium gin crafted cocktail.
There's gin in here?
That's what it says.
Yeah, this is literally gin and juice.
Babe, she said
gin with real juice.
And I'm about to do trivia.
This one says it has watermelon, hibiscus, and natural flavors. Does yours also say that?
Mine says gin with real juice, citrus, rose. I taste the rose and natural flavors.
I love that.
Mine has gin, real juice, apricot, honey, bergamot. What is that? And natural flavors.
I don't know what that is.
I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but so far, I want to say these are my favorite we've tried so far.
Wait, that's just getting ahead because Cindy is she's a tough grader.
They're very light, right? Like that's super. Yeah. Like
they're not like super sweet where I feel like my teeth hurt.
Oh no.
Yeah.
No.
Very airy.
Let's stop reviewing. Okay, we're already reviewing.
So today's episode, we're having a game night.
Game night. If you guys notice, I am wearing all green, ready for war. And it's camel, so we're not even going to see her. With
phrases, bro.
We're not prepared.
I'm angry.
No, this is the ice emotion.
No, you could have said you're ready for blood.
Oh, yeah. Let's start over.
I got nothing. I'm just kidding. What the fuck am I?
I'm happy.
I'm cautionary.
Proceed with caution.
Better watch out. We're ready to play.
Okay, we're gonna have a series of games today.
We're gonna make ourselves look really stupid, basically.
Yeah, Rose is gonna make us feel really stupid in the spelling game. Me and Cindy were like, no,
don't please, no. Please don't give me too much confidence because I have a feeling I'm not gonna.
Oh, you'll
be
fine with us.
Stop this.
I don't think I'm gonna do great.
Spells at an elementary level.
I just spell elementary.
Let me just say, I'm really smart, guys. E? Spelling.
Not my area. Off of these games, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
But to start us off, there is this game that we're gonna play called the Secret Word Game. There's not really a word for it, but
that's what we're calling it.
Yeah, that's what we're calling it. It's a secret word game. Ruben is gonna help us out throughout this episode, so you'll be hearing his voice in the background.
Ruben, use your voice.
Yeah, hello, hi. Hi, how are you?
So yeah, he's gonna be giving us three words each. We have no idea what they are, but once we look at them, we're gonna try to fit him in throughout this episode. Throughout this episode and try to not make it as noticeable.
Incognito.
Yes, incognito. Like, we don't want to try. We're going to try not making the other person a little suspicious.
That would have been a good
word. Incognito. But, yeah, pretty much, right? Like,
right. So we're just going to try to sneak that word in throughout the episode. Yeah. Or those words in.
Yeah.
If we call each other out and we get it right, then... You know, we get a point.
Yeah.
If we get away with it, then we get a point.
Yeah.
At the end of the episode, we'll go over it.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's do that first. Ruben,
okay.
Toss is the cause.
Okay, first of all, I didn't think these words through, like
No, it's fine.
I just chose random words.
They're going to be so hard.
Wait, I have an idea. Have us choose one, two, or three, because...
Two. One.
Three.
Sorry, Rose.
My idea, and I get the last choice. Sorry.
It's fine. I felt strong with two.
Okay. These are decent.
We were supposed to all react at the same time.
It's okay.
They're not that. Oh, I'm never gonna guess if they're these kind of words. Okay. This is like gonna be hard.
So, does it have to be the root word, or could you use things with like ing, ed?
EST. That makes it even harder.
Like, if the word is like run, can I use running?
Yeah. Right?
Ran.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I would say no,
so.
But if you guys say yes, then
I'm
yes.
just curious.
I would say, fucking, yeah.
Damn, it's going to be one thing for me to remember, you know?
Yeah. Okay. I'm ready.
I'm gonna keep looking at this because I'm gonna immediately forget the words.
I know, me too. I know. Oh, I'm gonna be looking at this often.
Guys, I'm excited.
Okay.
if you call us out, if you'd be like, suspicious, comment down below. Yeah, interact with us. Hey, play along. Also, say, are you team green? Are you team red? Are you team yellow?
Tell us. Better be yellow.
You better be orange. I'm a green flag.
Come on, I look like orange.
Dang, red flag.
Damn, not the flags. That's funny because it matches. No, but we need a green flag. You need a green, I need a yellow flag.
Aww.
Or we're like the stoplight.
Wait, that would have been great for that game. That would have been great.
That's true.
Damn.
Okay.
We called our drinks up.
Now that we know our secret words, I do want to talk about my adventure that I went on last night.
Yes.
And then we'll get into the games.
Yes.
I'm so excited to hear this story.
I keep forgetting.
Okay, so I went to a concert last night by myself.
Round of applause for Rosie, Miss Independent.
Independent bitch. I don't need nobody.
She need nobody.
Yeah, no, I feel like it's something that I've been saying I want to do for a long time. Just to say I could do it, you know? Yeah. Because recently, a couple months ago, I pushed myself to go to the movies by myself, and that was kind of like hard too.
Wow.
That was hard. Yeah. But, you know, I feel like I depend on people way too much. To go to the store, to go shopping, whatever.
Yeah.
So I went to the movies by myself. That was like, honestly, I feel like I was more awkward at the movies by myself than at the concert. Yeah.
Aww.
That was hard. But since then, I've been saying that I want to go to a concert on my own. And then yesterday was the Missy Elliott Out of This World concert, and I really wanted to go.
Yes.
And it was kind of last minute. I asked two people. I didn't ask that many people because in my head, I did kind of want to go. Not that if Brie was down to go, I would have been so happy. But in my head, I was like, okay, look, if these two people don't want to go, I'm okay with going alone.
Yeah.
So those two people did not want to go, or they, you know, financial reasons, we cannot go.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So yesterday, I made the last minute decision, like super last minute. The concert started at 7. At 6:40, I bought my ticket.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And, you know, I just... because I had been thinking about it for, like, 2+ weeks. And I had been talking about it for 2+ weeks. And I just told myself on the day of, like, okay, if this happens, I'll go.
Yeah.
The first thing being, it was our company picnic yesterday. And I was like, if I win $100, I'm going. I won $100.
Boom!
That's why you got the money, by the way.
Oh, shoot. Okay, did they call my name at any point? No, I'm just kidding.
They didn't. You had to be there. You know that, right?
Oh, fuck it.
So I won 100. And in my head, I'm like, that's my sign, you know? Like, I should go.
The stars are aligning.
The stars are aligned. And then I put another block on myself, you know, because I was starting to overthink it. I'm like, okay, well, I have to wake up early tomorrow because I planned a yard sale with Brie. So I text Brie, and then she's like, oh, I forgot to tell you, we're not doing it after all. So that was the next star that was aligned. There was one more thing. I don't remember what it is. But each thing that I told myself, like, if this happens, I'll go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It all happened. So I'm like, I need to go. I just need to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I just need to do it. So I bought the ticket last minute. I didn't give myself much time to overthink it because it was 6:40. I was still in my work clothes.
Yeah.
And it started at 7. And the openers were Timbaland, Ciara, Busta Rhymes, and then it was Missy. So I was like, I need to go right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, so good. So literally, I got ready. I left. I called an Uber, like, so quick. And thank God the Uber came quick.
Mm-hmm. I got to
the Crypto Arena, like, at 7. I think by 7:15, I was in.
Yeah.
So she
literally texted me, like, literally, it was already 7:06 or something. She's like, I just did this. She sent me a screenshot. And I was like, oh, shit. And I'm like, I told my mom, like, oh, my God, Rose is going to a concert by herself. Like, she's been wanting to do this. I look at the time. I'm like, she's like, when? I'm like, right now. Like, it's starting right now.
She literally texted me, wait, it's right now. I'm like, yep, I'm in the Uber. Like, I didn't give myself any time to think, which honestly,
that's pretty dope.
It was a good idea for me to do that because I probably would have overthought it out of my head.
Yeah.
So I get there, I go in, there was no line, thank you, Jesus. I still walked in without thinking, like, you know, I think it really hit me when I sat down.
Yeah.
Because the ticket I got was literally one ticket.
Yeah.
It was in between two groups of people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
So I sat down. I remember, like, okay, I walked in, and then there was, obviously, there was, like, a couple on this, on my left, and then there was two girls on my right. Mm-hmm. As soon as I walked in, I just felt like, one girl acknowledged me, the one on the right, and the other ones didn't.
Yeah.
So immediately, because I did feel a little awkward once I sat down. Clearly, I mean, they know I'm by myself. Yeah. So, I just remembered that I was going to put the word, the secret word in back there, and I missed it.
Don't expose yourself.
Okay. So, the girl, like, she acknowledged me, and I told her, like, oh, I'm by myself. And she's like, you're good, girl. Don't worry. Like, you're cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, I was kind of thinking, like, I'm going to make friends with these girls so I could not be alone. But then I also didn't want to, like, invade on their time, so I didn't. But
yeah.
We were cool with each other. Like, one thing I learned about being by yourself is that your spot is actually very small.
Yeah.
I've never noticed how small it is.
Because you're, like, with your group.
Yeah, we're dancing with each other, whatever. Yeah. But when you're just trying to not bump into someone, like, it's tiny.
No, yeah. I remember when we were at Beyonce, you were next to me, but the other person was a stranger, and I kept finding myself bumping. I'm like, fuck, like, I need to chill, you know?
So I kept telling, okay, so the girl to my left never acknowledged me once. Like, I bumped into her a couple times, said sorry, she never looked at me. So I was like,
oh, whatever. Okay.
Fuck you. The girl she on had my an right, attitude. We kept bumping into each other because we were dancing, and we just kept, like, I would look, I would say sorry, and she's like, you're good, don't worry. Mm-hmm. So same thing. So we just kind of thought it was funny that we just kept bumping into each other. So okay, it was fine.
Good vibes.
But that was the only thing. Like, I didn't, she gave me her name at one point midway through. She's like, what's your name? Aww. But that's it. Like, we didn't really talk or anything.
Yeah. But still, good vibes.
But yeah, it was fine. I think I took a couple notes, though. So I can remember what I wanted to say.
I
was
like, keep looking at my words because I forget them.
I know, me too. I missed my opportunity and it was a good one. if I said it, it was an accident. I might have said it, but I don't remember now. That's Hold on. Ruben, did I say it?
He's not
ready. The people were cool. I feel like there could have been cooler people near me.
Yeah.
And I would have probably had a better time. But once...
If there's people like us.
Yeah. So I got there. Timbaland was already playing. Yeah. But I didn't miss much of him.
And she had good seats, by the way. She told me... She sent me a picture.
Yeah, I was in the 100 section. It's kind of cool.
Yeah. I feel like because you buy a single ticket, you get better seats.
Yeah, it was cheaper. It was definitely cheaper. I didn't pay a lot for this ticket at all. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so, like, I just started dancing right away.
Aww.
And I felt fine.
Like, control.
I was in my own little world. But I did feel like, you know, it definitely depends on the type of people that you end up next to. Like,
for sure.
Yeah. Do you feel the vibe?
Yeah. So it could have been better in that sense, but it was totally fine. Like, I didn't trip about it too much. This has nothing to do with me being alone, but at Crypto last night, two of the women's restrooms were closed down, but the men's were not.
How dare they?
In between, after... Okay, so it was Timbaland, and then it was Sierra. I did not move for those two, because I was like, I don't want to miss Sierra. I didn't want to go pee before. So after Sierra, I was like, I'm going to run. I'm going to go...
How was Sierra? Sierra was amazing.
I don't know.
Like, we were obsessed for Sierra, like, on our gym days when we were grinding, we were so obsessed.
I recorded a lot for you, but I'm so jealous. I looked back at it and I was like, it's kind of bad because I'm, like, singing and dancing.
It's fine. But honestly, I would vibe with you.
I had you in mind. So Sierra was good. I ran off after that because I was like, I'm going to go pee and then I'm going to buy myself one drink. Mm-hmm. But the lines were very long for the restroom. Yeesh. Because as soon as I walked out of where I was, there was a women's bathroom, but it was freaking blocked off. Okay, it was blocked off, so I just kept going, and then the next one was also blocked off, but for some reason the men's were not. So I literally walked halfway around, and then I ended up in a line that was just ridiculously long and not moving.
Yeah.
And I was just standing there that's when I was like, I'm by myself, because I was just standing there by myself in the fucking line. Dang. And it wasn't moving. And then in my head, I was like, I'm going to miss Summer Busta, but it's okay because I've seen him before. So I was like telling myself, it's fine. And then like some angel, she came and she's like, you guys, there's a bathroom all the way down there that has no...
That was me last time for Doja.
I've done that for many people. So as soon as she told me, I was like, girl, thank you. And I ran. I ran my ass over there. No line. Wow. No line. Bought a drink. No line. It was great. Wow. I went back and still made it on time for Busta.
Oh.
And there the people next to me were gone. So I was just really living my best life because I had a lot of space to dance. When they came back, you know, I had to go back to my bubble.
Your little box.
But yeah, it was fine. I wrote a note down. I don't even have to look at it because I remember it. Because in that moment, I truly, truly felt like it was empowering for me to be by myself. Aww. I was like, I do not need anybody for my happiness right now.
No,
well, I needed Missy.
But
like, I was literally there so freaking happy because, to be honest, I saw Missy at Lovers and Friends, and I was way too late.
You needed the redemption.
I needed to redeem myself because I was just way too drunk.
Yeah.
I missed her, basically.
Yeah.
And I did that. So I was very happy. Aww. I felt so like I got this.
Yeah.
And I did. I did it, and I'm proud, and I would do it again.
Yeah, I want to say that I am so proud of you. Like, I want to get emotional, but like,
oh my gosh, you're getting emotional.
It's a hard thing being independent. Like, I don't know. Like, a lot of times I do film myself being very dependent, and it's hard to get in that mindset. To do things by yourself is scary.
Yeah,
it is really scary.
For some people, it's natural, but not me.
No. And the fact that you are challenging that, I commend you for that, and I want to follow your steps.
Thank you. I do recommend anyone to do it.
Especially because, I don't know, if you know Rosie, you know that she's not the type of person to do these kinds of things. She's very shy. Yeah. So for her to do this, like, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. I'm proud of you.
Mad props.
Thank you.
Would you do this again in the future?
I honestly, yeah. Because, like, the thing is, you know, sometimes you... Okay, here's the thing. I was like, either I'm going to succumb to not going alone because of my fears, but I'm going to have the worst FOMO ever. Yeah. And I'm going to be mad at myself about it forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't want to have the FOMO. I would rather go alone.
No, yeah. You needed this redemption.
And I have no
Missy.
Regrets.
You
yeah,
needed it.
That was the thing, too. Like, the Missy thing, I was like, this is my chance. The tickets were not, like, super crazy expensive. It was, like, $100. Like, it was...
That's not bad at all.
For the 100 section? Yeah. Like, it was... I was like, come on. Let's go.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. So proud of
And when she came out, I who cares if someone was with me or not? I was fucking having the time of my
life.
You
don't know anyway. Yeah. Like, when I was with Doja, like, there was moments where I'll be like, I forget you guys are there. I'm just me.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying you went by yourself to Doja. No, I didn't. Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, but literally, there was a point where I went up to the front and before they kicked me out. But I was vibing by myself.
Oh yeah,
you were out here breaking rules.
I was breaking rules.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I gave you props for that because I feel like I'm very uncomfortable with myself. Like, if I'm at home, I'm at home. But like, even if I go to the mall, I'm like,
yeah,
like I need to hurry the fuck up and go back home. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. That's why I was like, I don't know, I just wanted to push myself to do it. It had been a goal for a long time of mine, and yeah, I did it. I'm happy.
Yay.
Okay.
Pause. I wish we had green flags.
Pretend that was green. A green flag, everybody.
Pretend Estoy loca.
Estamos loquitas.
Loquitas.
Loca.
Drunkets.
Drunketas.
Yeah, I'm already feeling a little.
Borrachas. Borrachitas.
That should be our drunk names. Drunkets.
Okay.
We're the drunkets.
The drunkets.
But they only come out when we're drunk. So,
drunkets.
We're getting there.
We're there.
We're there.
Uncanny Valley.
Okay, so next on the roster.
On the agenda.
We switched to don't drinks, by the way.
I'm not done yet, but they are.
Oh, no.
All right, I'll open it with you, though, just for the fuck of it.
One, two, three.
I'm trying the passion fruit, guys.
Welcome back to
intermission.
Deja vu.
Sorry, we're drunk.
Sorry, not sorry.
You just fucked up our lighting. No, I'm just kidding.
Aquila always fucking moves it. Okay.
Aquila. He's like, what?
Aquila?
Look at his little fluffy ears. Floof, floof.
He's so cute. I feel
Okay, he's right. Look at in his paws literally next to the stand.
No, he's gonna move that.
It's like, I've done nothing wrong.
He's like, when we least expect it.
We've never shown you guys
cola, but this tastes like cola champang. Any Salvadorian people watching?
No, why my eyes little?
Wait, guys.
This tastes like cola champang.
¿Qué es eso?
What's cola champang?
It's a Salvadorian drink.
Oh, no wonder we know nothing about
cola champang.
Hey, Bebe, you need to be quiet.
What's I'm tripping right now.
No, but what is it? I want
It's a Salvadorian, like, soda.
Oh.
You know, like, what is it called? Inca something? It's like a Cuban drink. It's a, here, I'll Google it.
I'm not very cultured. Come on, Bear. Come here.
Can I taste it? I'm curious.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. We are filming right now. Stop it. Come on.
Hola.
Why is he being a dick for
what is this one?
I haven't fed my dog yet, and I think he's trying to tell me. Okay, so the next segment is Spelling Bee. I'm the only one excited, and watch me fucking bomb it.
She's going to do amazing, guys. I will tell you right now, I love autocorrect.
We're moving on to fucking Spelling Bee next. New. No. Yeah.
Ruben, behind the scenes, don't come for me, please. I know. This does not define my intelligence, okay?
Yeah, I feel like it
does. I am smart, I swear.
Disclaimer.
I'm going to college. I'm smart.
Not the nurse, not knowing how to spell.
We're not judging. This is a judgment-free zone. We already know that.
Soy estúpida.
No.
No.
We just have different strengths.
Different abilities.
Rosie was pushing for this, so this is her strength.
No, I don't say this is my strength, because what if I suck?
No.
She's not going to.
I always ask Ruben how to spell something, so I know you're good.
That's how you know?
You guys are related.
Okay,
it
so.
It is in the blood.
Akila, you're moving the light, bro.
Akila.
Oh, I almost messed up.
If you guys ever see a light change, it's most likely Akila.
Yeah.
He's moving it right now.
He probably has. He's like, no, it's not right. Let's move it a little bit. The shadows are on you.
Maybe he knows.
He's like, Mom, the shadows are on you. Estoy loca. Estoy borracha.
Are we ready?
Puedo spell en español.
Oh, next time we should do a Spanish one.
Ooh.
Then I'll definitely
fail. We need a study.
Spell calabaza. No, I'm just kidding.
I know how to.
I'm done.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. I could read Spanish pretty good.
Because you literally sound it out.
Yeah. Could read it, but I can't spell it.
I could probably
calabaza.
I don't even know what words to find.
He's all, don't give that assignment to me. Okay, so basically, we gave Ruben the assignment to think of some words and to give us a spelling bee. So that's what we're going to do. Ruben is on the mic in the background.
Your mic is on, right?
And the mic is on.
Yes, my mic
is
on.
He's going to tell us. Wait, we're doing one at a time or
all three of us? All at the same time.
All at the same time, we're going to spell.
If I don't want to spell it, I'm just going to say nope.
Honestly,
we're going to spell it on our whiteboards, and then we'll play for points. The loser has to chug their drink.
Okay.
The whole thing?
What?
We're gonna both be chugging our drink at the end.
You guys are just manifesting that you're losing.
No.
Well,
what do you think
we should
Maybe
do?
Maybe it won't be that difficult.
Half their drink. What's the problem?
He had no warning. I'm so confused. Shit.
What?
I don't wanna chug my drink.
Well, then win.
What's the consequence then?
Yeah, you think of it.
We just lose.
Boring.
You took half your drink.
Half your drink.
Boring.
Okay, sure. Okay, two, three big chugs.
We'll count to 10 seconds while you chug.
Okay.
By That's chug, nice. Though, do you literally mean like all at once, or like you just have to finish your drink? Because I can't chug a drink.
No. I can't chug
finish
a drink.
Finish it as you choose.
But you have to finish it.
We're not forced here.
Yes. There you go.
Okay.
Okay.
Not you making rules last minutes.
All right, are we ready for the first word?
That's ready. Life, baby. That's life.
Let's go.
I'm scared.
Okay, first word is.
I'm scared.
Exaggerate.
Ah!
What? What's wrong with that?
That's hard.
Is that hard?
Okay,
what the fuck? I didn't think that was too hard.
No, I'm already
exaggerate.
Like...
Exaggerate.
I know there's an E in it.
Oh no, I'm not gonna win.
A plot twist, you win.
Wait, how much time?
No, I'm literally stuck at the E.
No, I'm proud of you. Keep going.
That's
you're,
it.
You're great. Exaggerate. Regurgitate.
No, I literally do not know.
No, me either. Regurgitate. Oh my word. God, I don't know how to spell.
Should I have a timer? Should I put a timer?
Yeah, I feel like we should. 1 minute.
All I know is an E.
1 minute is good.
Exactly.
I'll give you 30 more seconds.
I'm stressed as fuck now.
Hey, I look confident, but I'm not.
I should have complained more about this because I don't know.
She in the beginning, she's like, we should have vetoed
this. No, I 100% did not spell this right, so I think we're good. Don't worry, we're all losing. I'm done, but I don't think I did.
Cindy, are you done?
I'm missing letters. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, just fill them in with whatever you think. Whatever you think.
Okay.
Okay.
We're wrong.
Why do you laugh at me?
Because we're wrong.
Okay, wait, hold them up.
Is it a C?
Okay. Oh, shit. Both of you guys are missing an extra G.
I knew it.
Let me see one more time.
You know how many times I said an extra G and then erased it.
No one spelled it right. Ha, 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 ha.
Okay, you guys almost spelled it right. Just that extra G next to the first one.
I knew it. Okay.
What do you mean an extra G?
Okay, two Gs.
I spelled it with two Gs the first time and I fucking erased it.
Exaggerate.
So we wrote E-X-A-G-E-R-A-T-E, but exaggerate, apparently. But it's actually E-X-A-G-G-E-R-A-T. So nobody wins.
Put that.
All right, nobody gets
and
a point.
And Cindy didn't put anything in between. She just put E and then rate.
I told myself.
Erate. That's how she's feeling right now. Erate. Right.
Take your sips. Are we ready for the next word?
I'm ready. I'm so okay. Mad.
Next word is...
I hate this.
Architecture.
Wait, I know this one.
I'm not gonna try it. Nope.
Can you use it in a sentence?
My rich white dad is an architecture.
Is an architecture? No.
Not an architecture.
I didn't even use it right.
No, we use architecture to build buildings.
Is an architecture.
Wait. No, it's an architect.
Wait, what's the word? Wait, what's the
architecture.
Word?
Architecture.
Architecture. My bad.
I'm pretty confident.
Obviously, I don't know an architect.
Oh, it looks so bad.
I feel confident, but I could be wrong.
I'm gonna put a timer again.
The good thing, I don't think you guys could see my board, so...
Okay.
All right, whatever. I don't care.
3, 2, 1.
Hold it higher. Excuse me. Higher up.
How high do you want
it? Okay, Rosie got it.
Woo!
Whoa, hold on.
I didn't get it. I know I did. It's fine.
Damn it!
It's fine.
There's no fucking H!
I don't think Cindy got it. It looks like she wrote a U.
She missed the H.
I missed a lot.
I get a point, everybody.
Rosie gets the point.
Can we just stop now? I mean, Rosie won.
You can see it in the camera at all. It's too,
Well, anyways, Rosie got it.
Okay, so I'm just going to write 1 point on my board.
They can't tell how
well, I was going to write it on the back
okay,
of the
okay, you got this. Take a drink. You guys, take a drink. Not me.
I did take a drink.
I've been drinking the whole time.
We just made this rule up right now. You're right.
The anxiety's like...
You're right. We're making the rules up as we go. If you miss, you take a drink. I'm ready.
All right. Third word is annihilate.
Okay.
I'm going to annihilate you.
Ooh.
Not him getting excited.
Sorry. Pause.
Ooh. I can't wait.
Annihilate.
Whoa. For the full version, go to the Patreon.
We're too funny.
Yeah.
No, there's no way I'm getting this right.
Something is wrong here, I know.
Eight. I spelled eight.
Wait. Can you say it one more time slowly?
Annihilate.
Something's wrong here, pero...
I know I got it wrong. Ruben looked at me like...
Okay.
Try again.
Are you guys done?
Okay, nope. We revealed it already. That's it. We're revealing.
All right.
I'm just gonna take my drink now. It's fine.
No.
Oh. Okay. Okay. You guys all got it wrong. Cindy almost got it.
What? Really? I mean, Cindy.
What was missing?
H. I know there's an H in there.
Oh shit! Did us?
There's an H.
Yeah, you missed the H.
Where did the H go?
It's A-N-N-I-H-I-L-A-T-E.
Oh, I had it written right there first, like that with two N's, and then I took one N away.
Man, next time just leave that
second. I know. Why am I not trusting my gut?
A lot of shit has doubles.
Yeah, that's the thing about the English language.
Is very hard.
It makes no sense.
Es puro pedo. All
right, ready for the fourth word?
Yes.
Word number four.
Word number four.
Four.
Is?
For show.
Discrimination. Discrimination. Discrimination.
I'm ready.
God damn it.
Damn, that was fast.
You know what? I'm going to just do my best.
Yeah, I'm just going with my gut. I'm not going to change it.
I'm not
going
to...
There's definitely something...
Hold on. Don't move it. I think you got it.
There's definitely something missing.
Can you hold it higher, please?
Yours is wrong.
Damn, okay.
Wait. I wish...
You got it.
An A in there?
I think you got it.
No, I wish that the cameras could see what...
Is that a Q?
It's a G.
Oh, sorry. Oh, okay. Oh, my bad. Yeah, sorry. But it's still wrong.
No, it's wrong.
Okay, so Sydney
got it wrong.
No, the thing is, it would be funnier or better if not that I'm trying to make fun of you. But like it would be better if you could see what we wrote. No,
I think it's better that you don't see.
I said grim.
Well, it's better for us, but for the audience, it's not better.
So I got it right.
But this grim.
Yeah, you got it. Rosie and
I got it right.
You got it right.
So Cindy drinks and we get 1 point each.
Missed it.
Oh.
I see.
Well,
I'm
just happy that I got 1 point.
Here's the thing. I was going to overthink it and change the I to an E. Discrimination. But I was like, just go with your gut, Rosie. So I'm glad I did.
Okay, word number five. Are we ready for word number five?
We're ready.
Yes.
I'm ready.
Yes.
Okay, word number five is foreigner. And it smells like ass over here. One of these dogs busted
it. It was Aquila.
Four. In. Ner. I'm not gonna get this.
Bear, why are you doing this to me?
Smells like salmon, rice, chicken, and beef.
Honestly, I think we need a
pause. Damn it, there's a G somewhere.
You almost got it. I and E needed to be reversed.
I always get that wrong because of dyslexia.
You got it. Rosie got it.
This is wrong.
I have dyslexia, guys. Let me see. I think. With the I and E.
Yep. Sorry, something. Got it wrong.
It was this then?
But you guys were close. For it.
Please block that out.
If you can. See, I didn't miss. I didn't get it. Also, you know, it's not that bad.
You spelled the wrong word.
Fuck. If you can see that, block it.
Consult.
She spelled the derogatory
word. Oh, no. So
dude, I didn't even notice until you pointed it out.
I then proceeded to read it out, and I'm like, wait a fucking minute.
Only you, right, Rose?
Yep, it was only me. Oh, Lord Jesus. I think our predictions are right. Rosie's going to win.
She spelled the derogatory term.
If you switch the word. Fuck.
Oh, Lord.
Shit, they're fighting over the squeaky toy.
They're going to make noise. Okay.
I'm fucking dead.
Numero seis.
Sorry. Numero seis.
This time, I'm putting a 1 minute timer. Is that reasonable?
Yes.
60 seconds?
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I'm not going to think. I don't care.
Number six is consciousness.
I hate that word because it's hard to spell.
Consciousness. Come on now. You guys are self-conscious, right? You guys are conscious.
Consciousness?
I really don't want to think. I'm going to spell it the way I think it is.
Did she get it right? You got it right? Okay, this is mine.
Brie got it right?
I got it right, guys.
Damn it.
I think I'm smarter
than the average bear.
Sorry.
I got it wrong.
This is wrong.
I want Rosie.
Yes.
I told you, don't give me so much hype.
Let's see, Cindy. Let's see what you
no,
got.
I don't want to.
It's okay. Try your best.
Just try. It's okay.
There's still 15 seconds on my clock. So.
Pepper's like, pet me right now.
No.
No.
It's the middle part. I don't know. It's the middle part.
Consonants.
It's the middle part. I don't know.
Let me see, Brie. How wrong?
I already threw it.
How do you spell it? How wrong was I? Ruben?
You okay? How do you spell it? It's C O N S C I O U S N E S S.
Yeah.
I was very wrong. I spelled conscientiousness. Because
I spelled
No, because I remember conscious is spelled like conscience, but apparently consciousness is different. Okay. I'm ready.
Fuck, I'm still thinking about the last word.
Alright, forget that last word. That we're funny. Moving on to number seven.
Forget that last
number,
word.
Number seven might give some nostalgia.
Oh.
Well, only to, whatever.
Oh, I'm on nostalgia? Bear, what are you
doing? The word is nostalgia.
I don't know how to spell that one.
Nostalgia. Okay, word number seven is extraterrestrial.
I got this one.
Extraterrestrial.
This one has me thinking.
Excuse me.
I'm not gonna think about it. I'm just gonna lock in my answer.
Wait, can you say it again?
I'm gonna grab Bear.
Extraterrestrial.
No, there's still something.
I literally won't get this, guys. Extraterrestrial.
Extraterrestrial.
Hold on,
don't move this in. Almost, but no, Sydney. Holy shit, Rosie, you got it.
What the hell?
Let me see. Bray?
Bray?
Wrong.
What? Hold on, I gotta get close.
ET is correct. ET is correct, but the actual word is wrong.
Rosie got that.
Thank you, guys. I'm a friend named ET Porn. That's his first name.
Is he Filipino?
ET porn?
Yeah, ET porn.
Is he Filipino?
He's Filipino.
He's Thai.
I knew it.
Yeah. He's Thai.
No, he's Thai. Sorry, I'm so sorry.
He probably got so offended.
Is he
right
now. Ladyboy? So sorry.
Wait, no. Exit that out.
One time I was like, "Are you from Thai? Are you Taiwanese? Like, are you from Taiwan?" He's like, "No, I'm just Thai."
Taiwanese and Thailand.
Ladyboy?
I'm sorry. His name is ET Porn, but people just call him ET.
We just call him ET.
Ladyboy? Are you a ladyboy?
Yeah. Are you ready for numero ocho?
Numero ocho?
Really quick, no before we do that, can you just tell us the scores?
Rosie is up 4.
I just said that because I know I'm winning.
Cindy, I don't know if there's... Cindy does not have a point.
We're giving 0, yeah.
She doesn't.
Okay. Brandon has 2.
You need to get the next thing.
You know what? It's better than
Rosie
I thought.
Rosie is ahead.
Of course.
It's not in the lead.
It's the only thing I'm good at, okay?
Well, give it to her.
Don't take this from her. Don't take this from her.
Okay, let's go.
All right. Word number 8 is chauffeur.
That's one of the words chauffeur. That does not sound at all.
Right.
Doesn't, yeah.
I'm just locking it in. I'm not even gonna think twice.
It's I know it's not an S.
Al.
I locked mine in.
Al.
I didn't get it.
No. No. Good try though.
Cindy says chauffeur.
Chauffeur. Okay. None of you guys got it.
Was that close?
You just needed 2 F's and 1 R. You put 2 R's in one.
Fuck. Okay, so I spelled it C H A U F E R R. But apparently it was C H A U F E R.
So I think we've learned that you are a cheater because you've been looking at my board.
No, I just saw yours right now because you went like this. So, like, you were showing it to me.
What? Side eye.
Plus, if I was copying your board, I'd have 0 points.
Offensive.
That's not the point. The point
if I was copying your board, I'd have 0 points. Anyways.
It's time to tussle.
Word number nine.
Really quick, I just want to say, Brie, you need to get this point. Otherwise, I'm going to win. That's just the logistics of it.
Thank you for threatening me.
No, I'm inspiring you.
Considering that threat. All right, word number nine. Word number nine.
I'll give you this.
Neanderthal. Neanderthal.
I'm not even going to try it.
Keys in
I studied
sentence?
This period.
No. A Neanderthal.
No.
Isn't that like a fucking species?
What is that?
What's a Neanderthal?
It's type of like caveman.
Neanderthal.
Yeah, it's what we were before we became human.
Species like before it's like ice age fucking times.
Babe, I don't know how to spell that.
How dare you?
Neanderthal.
How dare you?
Literally spell it how you hear it.
Say it again.
Neanderthal.
Thaw? Thaw?
Neanderthal.
Thaw?
Thaw.
Thaw. You're cheating.
Let me see.
Wrong.
Okay, you're doing too much pronunciation.
Like, immediately you wrong.
Show me how it sounds. But two E's. Okay, hold on, Cindy.
Oh, you gave it away.
I know. No, you already answered it. You're wrong.
I don't know what I'm thinking.
You're trying to help her because she's your girlfriend.
I was trying to see if she actually got it without that.
Let me see if you got it without it.
There's a D in there, huh?
Yes.
Neanderthal.
Neanderthal. See? I'm trying to help you guys.
Sure.
Rose, you got that point?
I got that point, though. Let me see.
That's incorrect.
No.
Love that.
Sorry.
This is a proper spelling.
Neon?
That's an N. Neanderthal.
Neanderthal.
I will never use that word in my life.
Well, I've used it before. I'm just kidding.
Sorry, asking me the words. Okay.
Last one. Even though I already low-key, I won already. But it's okay.
Word number 10. Word number 10 is...
Last one, right?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, you will...
You want us to stop at 10?
We'll stop at
10. Yeah. Oh, I thought we were...
Because I got 5 more.
Oh, do you guys want to stop at 10?
We'll stop at 10.
Okay, we'll stop at 10. They don't like this game, even though I love it.
Word number 10. Damn, now I'm wondering, do I want to switch it?
Yeah, switch it up. Switch it up.
Dude, you know what? Go from your heart.
Go with your gut, babe.
All right.
Pick one I know, babe.
The one I was originally going to say, it wasn't bad, but I want to switch it for another one.
Switch it.
I don't know if it's going to be easier or harder.
It's okay. Do what you want to do. You're in control. I want to
be influenced by us. Joseph's here for a reason.
Huh?
And one reason only.
I think I'm spaced out already. No, I mean, like, I'm pretty lit off this shit already.
Me too.
Really? Yeah.
Okay, it's because we pre-gamed.
Ruben's ready.
Ready?
Yes.
All right. Next word is entrepreneur.
You should know this one.
I don't know.
Entrepreneur.
I took a whole...
I literally don't know.
I literally took a whole class called Introduction to Entrepreneurship.
I don't know what it starts with, bro.
I don't know how to... Wait, what was the word?
Entrepreneur. No, really.
Babe, I didn't even know what it is. She's in her entrepreneur era.
No.
Wait, let me see.
You did not get it right.
That looks better than mine.
The first part was right.
Wait, say how you spelled it.
No.
Oh,
sorry.
Were so close.
Wait, she was
kind of.
You added extra letters.
A couple letters were backwards.
This, right? Like this?
Yes.
What should be
no,
right?
New no. Er with the U.
It's E N T R E P R E N E U R.
I lost you.
I don't know what I spelled.
I feel like we should have said what we spelled.
Let's do one more.
Bonus round.
Right. Yes, okay. MLB.
Bonus round, worth 5 round. Points. Double or okay. If you get this one, you win.
Okay.
What? You want to do that?
I don't care.
I'll be fair because it's unfair right now. Your score is up.
I know it is. I won in my heart already.
Next word wins.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. But if you don't get it, then if none of us get it, then I won. Obviously.
Okay. All right. Last. This is the final word.
Ridiculous. Watch.
It's not that ridiculous.
Okay. Uridocyclitis.
If we all get it, then we have to do one more.
Okay.
Pneumonia.
You would think I know how to spell this.
Yeah, she's a nurse.
I'm thinking her and Rosie would get this right away.
I really don't know, guys. Oh, my God.
Tell me I got it. Tell me I fucking got it. I know I got it. I'm a nurse. No, I'm just kidding. I'm a nursing assistant.
What?
Let me see it. She put N-A-N-O-U-N-I-A.
That's all the flavor, though, because I really wouldn't fucking know either.
You guys are not kidding when you say you don't know how to spell.
It's just pronounced like...
Hold on, like, hold on. Cindy might have
something
it.
Something is wrong. No, let me see. No, I no, something's wrong.
Yeah, I'm you're missing. You're missing a U. You're just missing a U after the E. Then you would have got it.
Damn it.
You were very close.
It's pronounced pneum.
Pneumia.
Yeah, I know it's, yeah.
It's pneumonia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Whoa. Whoa. Save that for later.
That was it, guys. Too. There's still more, but that's all you guys
want. Okay, well, I clearly won that one, so you guys should drink for 5 seconds at least.
I don't have anything to drink, honey boo.
Oh, I got you, girl. I got you.
unless you want to try to, you know, we can go on more.
No.
Yeah, someone can still win.
No. Or nothing. Nah.
What's the word, just for curiosity's sake?
A word? A random word?
Well, no, I just want to know what the word is.
It doesn't matter.
I have three more.
Pick one.
Four more.
Damn.
Just give us the words. I'm just curious what they were.
Okay, I have carbohydrates.
Wait, she really got that.
Monstrosity.
Wait, how many seconds?
5. 10. I would have said 10, but Cindy said no.
3.
Whoa, 12, the camera four and died. A half,
4 Mississippi, 5.
The camera died.
Camera died. Anyways, wait.
Ow. And transmissibility.
You didn't even know how to say that one.
Transmissibility.
So are we cutting it?
Yeah, we're cutting anyways. Look, it's already 30 minutes.
Transmissibility.
Going pee that we used all her words already.
I used all my words already, guys. Yeah. Yeah. I'll just tell you right now, I used all my words successfully and no one called me out.
I think your word was, no, I'm just kidding. I got nothing. I've got nothing.
Wow. Okay. At least I won that one.
Well, the game's not over yet, girlfriend.
Right. No, you're right. Anyways.
How many have you used?
Have you used any?
She's used them.
I feel like I've used two.
I knew
this
it.
Fucking bitch.
I was like,
I didn't notice.
Have you used one and then I forgot about it, so.
Okay. Anyways. Okay.
We're moving on to the next game, which is...
Wait, I did want to mention really quick that we're going to be on a guest on a podcast really soon. Actually, tomorrow.
We're going to shoot tomorrow. I don't know when it's airing.
Yeah, I don't know when it's airing. We'll figure out the details if you guys want to know. It'll be on our Instagram. But yeah, we're gonna be guests for the very first time on a podcast. The Tap Room Podcast, to be specific.
Woo! The Tap Room Podcast. Check them out. Check him out.
It'll be on our very Instagram nice as well. Guy. Yes.
Yep.
All the information will be on Instagram.
If you like beer,
yes.
Check him out.
Yes, check them out.
He's very heavy on the craft beer world.
He's much more professional than we are.
We're gonna learn a thing or two.
He's been in the game longer than us.
Yeah, for sure.
And he posted that we were gonna come out, and I don't know if you guys noticed, but we have gained followers since then. So. It's definitely because of him. So thank you, Mike from the Tap Room Podcast.
Yes. In the early future, we will have him on our podcast. We are just trying to figure out. We're gonna get more equipment to be able to supply that.
Yeah.
But in the near future, he'll be here.
Yes.
So yes, so excited. I just wanted to introduce that before that happens. I will say that we are a little nervous. We were a nervous period to do a little collaboration because it's scary.
It's nerve-wracking, but I'm happy for us.
I'm really proud of us.
We're doing things.
We are doing things, dude. I am so happy for us. It is a it's not really
quiet on the set.
No, I'm just kidding. It's a little scary for us.
It's scary, but I feel like it's a very big learning opportunity, and it's exciting. So
at first we were like, do we want to do this? Are we comfortable? Yeah. Are we too shy? Maybe we're not ready.
I could have talked us out of this, like, because of my anxiety. Yeah. I could have just thought of all the reasons why we shouldn't do it. But you know what? Let's fucking do it.
We're facing
all our fears.
No, when it first came up, I was like, I don't know, man. Yeah. Like, I don't want to say it don't work well with people, but it's more of like,
because we're antisocial. Like, we really are.
Yes.
It takes a lot for us to get comfortable.
But I know for sure from the beginning, I was like, it's something we have to do.
Yeah, we started looking at it in a more positive sense. We're like, you know what? It's going to be a learning experience. We want to have guests in the future, but we don't know the ropes. We don't know how people host, you know? So, honestly, we haven't even been on the podcast, on his podcast yet, but seeing the way he works with guests, we're taking notes. We're taking notes. We're learning already.
Of course,
The guy definitely has been in the game longer. He knows what he's doing. We're learning from him, and we're excited.
Yeah, we're definitely glad for the opportunity, so thank you.
Yes, thank you. He's very nice guy,
Yeah, stay tuned.
Check our Instagram. We'll let you know when it comes out.
Yeah, we'll keep you updated on Instagram.
Like, follow, and subscribe.
Like, follow, and subscribe.
To us and him. And okay.
Yes, we will link in the comments below.
Nah. Yeah, we'll link it in the bio. We'll have his information in the bio. And our Instagram.
Bear,
you guys
please.
Can't see, but Bear. Oh no, you can't see. Bear is wilding out.
He's spazzing the fuck out right now.
Come here, baby.
He's like, what the fuck? Okay, so the next game.
This is Bear Bear.
I think they know already, but hey, welcome again, Bear Bear. Oh, happy birthday to my baby Bear. His birthday is on Monday. He is turning.
He's also a Cancer.
He's a Cancer. He's turning 5 years old.
So why doesn't he get along with Esme?
He definitely...
Well, I think he just gets really excited for Esme. And then he gets her mad because he doesn't know how to chill.
No, I think he's just a little jealous fuck.
He is very much jealous. Yes.
He loves attention.
He's emotional.
Because Esme is a cancer.
He can't have
but she borders
somebody else on me.
So she's literally like at the edge of Cancer Leo.
Oh, okay.
She's an emotional wreck while being fiery as fuck.
Oh,
love that for her.
Okay.
Love that for me when she's a teenager.
Today, by the way, you know what? I just said fucking happy birthday to my dog. Today is literally my brother's birthday. Happy birthday to my brother.
What brother?
I don't think he watches. I don't think he gives a shit about this. But if he does, happy birthday to my brother Ruben.
Nino.
We love Ruben.
Yes.
I've met him once.
He's a funny guy. Anyways.
Yay.
He's like, hi.
He's a really funny guy. Okay.
Hi.
All right.
No.
So.
He says it more white than that. He's like, hi. Hi.
Yeah. I can see that.
Aw. Yeah.
Okay. So the next game is a trivia game. Which we are 100% not prepared for. I got this game on Amazon. I didn't look at it because I'm not a cheater.
So you admit looking at stuff means you're a cheater.
I'm not a cheater. That's all I got to say. Okay. So once again, our guy in the background is Ruben. He's going to give us the trivia. And we're just going to try to see.
A different Ruben.
Oh, yeah.
Not the little brother Ruben. A different Ruben.
Little Ruben. Think how we're going to do this one is we're going to take turns on each question. And then let's say it's my turn. Ruben asked me a question. I don't get it. They have a chance to answer the question correctly. If they get it correctly, they get a point. If not, it's not against them. It's against me. Okay. I'll take a drink if I get it wrong.
Okay.
And then we'll just take turns.
Okay.
So in that sense, I guess I'll go first.
Period.
Sis, pick a good question for me because I feel very dumb.
I'm dumb.
I don't know much.
What does the abbreviation R&B stand for in music?
Wait, go.
This is for me only.
Wait, what?
Rhythm and blues.
What does the abbreviation R&B stand for
in music? Okay.
Rhythm and blues.
I forgot we're doing that.
Okay, so I get 1 point, right?
That was right?
I feel like that's
what do you mean I was right?
I was going to say Ruben and Brianna. And Brianna.
Yeah, I think that's actually
they call each other R&B, which is very cute. Could be Rosie and Brianna too, by the way.
That's my bestie. That's my boyfriend.
That's my best friend.
Okay. That's my best friend.
Cindy.
You got a Tessie.
I'm rooting for you. Don't be so negative.
Are you ready?
Whoever's typing on your
just
phone.
Just go for it.
Okay.
He said you, LOL.
If your zodiac sign is a fish, in which 2 months could you have been born?
Fuck. You know this.
I know it's Pisces, but I don't fucking know the months, bro.
Fuck.
I don't.
I guess.
Might know.
It's giving.
I know for sure one.
March.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
April.
March no. and April?
God damn it!
March and February.
Yes.
Thank Wait, you. What? March and February.
I should know that I have a cousin I get who's one a point. Pisces.
Yes.
You guys take a drink.
Hey, I have or to try to get down somewhere. Hold on.
I have two points.
You have 2 points? What?
I got one. I got rhythm and blues.
I'm too late for this. Two, fuck this shit. I'm going home.
Because I just got this one.
Let's go home.
But it was
cut the cameras off.
Yeah, but she
off.
Got it wrong.
Deadass.
And then...
Deadass.
Okay,
we're gone. Wait, why listen? Can't I get half a point? Because I got one part of it right.
That's not the rules of the game. Give Says her half who? A point. Give her half a point.
We're making up the rules as we go.
No, I'm just
She
kidding.
Wants
I'm
half
just
a point. She's right. Give her
no,
half.
No, it's fine. I didn't, we're get, just... I didn't get the answer right.
No, you were not wrong, though. Give her half a point.
No, I was March. Wrong because half That's of right. it was wrong. Half. Oh my god.
I'm ready.
Hello? Are you ready for this question?
Huh?
Are you ready for this question? Okay. Who is the famous crocodile hunter who died after being stung by a stingray in 2006?
Wait, you can get the point when you steal. I don't know.
Give it
Cindy. Go, Cindy, go.
Damn, it's Steve Irwin. Okay, I was gonna say the first name was that tripped me out.
Cindy got it. Woo!
I thought
Crikey,
I
mate. Thought
I knew it too, but
get
I
that. No.
Cindy got that.
Cindy got it. Cindy got it.
Round of applause. Round of applause.
I live for the applause. Applause. I live for the applause. We gotta stop because copyright.
Oh yeah, you guys are Gaga fans or?
I like her. Gaga. She's chill.
Yeah. I fuck with the old Gaga for sure.
Yes.
I fuck with the old everybody.
That telephone.
Is there a new Gaga?
Well, I mean, there's new music coming out, but I'm not following.
Oh, I don't think I'm following either.
Okay, my turn again?
Yes.
I'm ready.
Who was Kurt Cobain married to when he died?
Courtney Cox.
There you go.
Courtney yeah. Cox.
Courtney Love.
Friends. You questioned her, so you're she right, changed your right, answer.
You were right.
She's wrong.
I'm wrong.
She said Monica from Friends.
I don't even know who Courtney Cox is.
Courtney Cox, Monica from Friends.
I never watched Friends. It just came off, like, it rolled off the tongue. Good. You're right, Courtney
Love. She knew
who
Courtney Love was.
No, it's fine. I'm not going to take the... Right, you're right. Is she in both things?
No.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This year, did she not get that?
I would say I didn't. No. I said Courtney Cox. That's true.
That's funny.
I fucked up.
Courtney and Love. You know what's funny? I originally Courtney was like, Love shit, was she 100% got it. And then I was like, wait a minute.
If you would have not said Courtney Cox, then I would have not questioned it. But for some reason, it just rolled off the tongue.
That's funny, though, because right away I was like,
damn
what?
It. I knew it, too. Sorry, we're drunk. Okay, I'm not as drunk as you guys, I don't think. But I'm feeling a little lit. Okay, next.
I'm a solid...
Nine.
I was going to say six.
I'm a
solid
six.
I would say six. No, then seven then. Okay. I'm definitely more All right, than.
Cindy, you ready for your question?
Don't say Courtney Cox.
Fine.
Okay. What country was the notorious drug lord Pablo Escobar from?
Colombia.
Yes, ma'am.
Damn, that was an easy one.
I think Cindy's winning.
I have 1 point.
No, you have two.
And it wasn't Colombia. It was Colombia.
Colombia.
Don't get it twisted.
It's not Colombia. It's Colombia.
Yeah, don't get it twisted. It's Colombia. Rose one. Yeah.
I taste it. Okay, it's always the go-to.
All right. Are you ready for your question?
Not really, but okay.
You're going to have to be.
You're gonna have to be.
Right. You might get this one.
I'm scared.
What actress played Vivian in the 1990 film Pretty Woman?
Oh my god, Julia Roberts. No, Julia. Yeah, right. No.
That's right. Yeah.
You got it right. You got it right.
My mom used to say I look like Julia Roberts, but pretty it was woman. Only because of the hair.
Walking down the street, pretty woman.
I can't believe I won one.
Good job, baby Bree.
Thank you, you guys. Thank you very much.
Baby Bree, 23.
Okay, is it Rosie's turn?
It is.
Okay.
Okay.
In what decade was Michael Jackson born?
Born? Okay, hold
what
on.
Decade?
You have range.
Wait, I could say like 19-somethings? Yeah. Okay. 1960s.
Damn. Close. I would have
guessed the same. 50s.
Oh, wait.
No, I'm not getting the point. Don't worry.
No, because then now.
Where were we supposed to guess after?
He said, really? He said 50s and he shook his head. Oh, so sorry. Now, how
do I thought you guys have your own question. What are you talking about?
No, I forgot. We're supposed if I to get be... it wrong, they can guess. Yeah. I'm sorry. I fucked that one up.
It's fine. It's fine.
We all forgot.
But how do we get.
You weren't gonna get it right.
I was gonna say fifties, but
between 50s and 60s because my parents were born in the 50s. I was like, is he younger or younger than my parents? I fucked up.
Anyways,
I am feeling much litter all of a sudden than 5 minutes ago.
What's my?
Yeah, you finished it. Yeah,
I'm scared.
Yep, you're finishing it, and we're just starting.
What was my question, Ruben?
Okay, I'm gonna just throw a question at you. Okay. So, what color is the S emblem that Superman has on his chest?
It's wait, what color is it?
What color is the S on his
it's
chest?
It's red.
Yes.
Why'd you give her the easy one?
I feel like I didn't really know that.
She's been doing good. Are you?
Wait, no, I had to ask him before I answered because, like, wait.
She said it's S.
That, yeah, sorry.
Okay.
I think you have, like, 1, 2. She has 3 points, right? After this one?
Yes.
She's winning.
Okay.
I need to redeem myself after I got absolutely no point.
Questions were one's probably too easy, one's probably too hard. I don't know which one to do.
Well, you be the judge. Okay, wait. To win this game, should we make a number that we have to go to? Five?
Wait. The first to five?
First to five. Are any of us at five yet?
No.
Okay, so first to five.
Cindy's sure. At three. I'm at one, I think.
What am I at? Two?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to just ask you this one because I can't find another one.
Okay. It's probably going to be very easy. He loves you.
It might be too easy.
See, I called him out. No, it's okay. Just do it. It's fine.
Okay. How many cards are in a deck of cards?
52. I know because of statistics. We fucking dealt with a deck of cards so many times.
I thought because of 52 pickups.
Yeah, that's what I would have known before too.
It's a game.
52 then. Pickup.
It's because of statistics. Game. We had to deal with 52 stats. Cards every single time we fucking did a fucking math.
Fucking problem. Hated that class.
Thank you.
I never took
did
stats.
Did you do stats Professor with an Judge. Actual calculator or Excel?
A calculator.
Excel?
Dude, yeah. My fucking professor did fucking stats with Excel. And I was like, what the
fuck?
How
do you do that?
Fuck.
I could never.
You can apparently do math on Excel.
I could never. No, you can. I know that, but... I could never.
That's
I'm ready for my
fuck
question.
Fuck that bitch.
All right, Rose.
Yep.
What does the acronym UFO stand for? What is the acronym?
Unidentified floating object. Unidentified floating object. Yep, that's my final answer.
Should anybody else guess?
Yeah.
Okay. UFO.
Oh, I know it.
Wait, you guess first.
Damn. UFO.
I know it now. If they don't get it, can I try again?
What
do you mean no?
You go for it, Brie. No, you got it wrong.
But
I hate it because she put that shit in my head. Unidentified floating object.
Let's just think of another word.
Well, if you guys don't get it, I could give the answers to.
No.
Okay, well, go. Give a try then.
Don't
fucking know. They have no idea, and they're still saying no to me.
Yeah, real competitive. Yeah!
Okay, well, I'm going to say it, but I won't get the point.
Sure, say it.
When you guys are done. When you guys are done.
No, go for it. Try it. Just guess it.
Yeah, just try something. Just give it a
try. Come on now.
No.
What you got?
They got nothing, but then they're mad at me.
Wait, hold on.
Come on, just say what you got.
F. Oh.
She wrote UFO like 5 times.
F.
What does UFO stand for?
Do you guys not know?
No.
Yeah.
Unidentified.
Nope, that's what I said.
No.
Wait.
No, because I know what it is now. Go ahead.
Unidentified foreign object.
No.
Unknown flying object.
Yes. No? Oh, that's what I would have said. No. Unknown floating object. No?
Ah!
What is it?
It's unidentified flying object.
That's what I said.
No, you said unknown flying object.
Yeah, you said unknown.
Wait, what did you say in the
unidentified floating object.
What's the answer?
Unidentified flying object. All the words were twisted.
Tell me why I still don't understand.
No, I'm like, wait, isn't that what she said?
I'm too drunk for this shit.
You said unidentified. Wait, no, no. You said unknown floating flying object.
Wait, I don't know what I
but
said.
But it was getting complicated. No, she said unknown.
Cindy won the last game.
What?
I
don't know what she had, but the point is she won.
She won the last.
We
trivia.
Took a long break, and now Cindy won, and damn. We're moving on.
How many hours has it been? Nah.
Five.
A couple hours. We're lit.
We got lit. Oh, she's adorable. She's adorable.
Oh, what a baby. We moved on to Bud Light Seltzers, yes. Our go-to, just because. We ran out.
Damn it, the review.
We had a whole fucking 5 hours.
We'll review. But like, this
we
is what it
five
is.
Hours. We went to for 5 hours. We're back. We're and back. We're ready to do our...
Oh, that game. Who's most likely?
Okay, the next game is the who's most likely to. I have a small stack of cards. I think they're not that great. So if we get through these, I have some that I saved on my phone too. We can go through. Some of them are lame, but I just thought, like, you know, fuck it, let's do it.
Okay? I feel like I'm drunk.
I know. We are drunk.
We're not going to lie.
That's why I brought my glasses out, guys.
We're not going to lie. We're drunk.
I have no glasses. God
damn
it.
Sorry, we're drunk. I know. I told Rosie, get glasses.
I have we're glasses moving on. In the car.
It's fine. I'm just going to read these off. We're going to point to the person. Whoever is the most likely to per card or drinks. Per fucking thing takes a drink. Okay.
I'm going
to
use my
here we go.
Flag.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll
so,
point.
When it comes to booze, who is more of a lightweight? I would say Baby Bree.
Yeah, I mean, that I'm a lightweight out of this group. I
it's
am
definitely highest weight, medium, light.
Yeah,
really?
I feel like Rosie's the highest weight. Oh, for sure,
yeah,
bro.
Dude.
Really?
No, yeah, even in this fucking episode, we're like, oh, we feel it. And Rosie's like,
I might be able to hang somewhat with you, but.
No.
Better, you're gonna hang.
Yeah. Okay, the thing is, I think my metabolism is slower, so sometimes it takes me longer to feel things. But when I feel them hard. So there's times where I think you guys are, like, drunker, and then all of a sudden I'm caught the fuck up.
Yeah.
And there's nothing I can do
but
about it.
But I feel
it.
Like you kind of, like, function.
You always function.
Well.
You always function.
Thank
yeah.
you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you always function.
Like,
I try.
You get the Uber for us.
I could get the Uber.
Oh, yeah. For
thank
sure.
Whereas we're like, how are we
okay, thank you. I will take it. I will take it. Thank you very much.
Yes.
The next one says, who would win in a fight?
Oh, Cindy.
I would have said Cindy.
Cindy, no, Cindy for sure. She's ready to tussle.
I'm only, okay, story time. I'm only thinking of the time for the Blink concert when I was heavily pregnant and I was like, where's my fucking taser? And this bitch was like, I'm going to fight this motherfucker.
Okay, here's the thing. Who's the most down for a fight? Yeah, I'm down, but do I think I'll win? Not every time.
No, yeah.
I don't know why, but Rosie, I feel like Cindy could fuck someone up.
No, yeah. I feel like Rosie and I, we love people. We love to hype people up when it comes to
that
tussling.
That time was so funny
because
I'm happy.
We will.
Damn, I don't know how many months I was pregnant, but I was like, where's my fucking taser?
You were down to pull out the taser. I will say, I never back down from that bitch.
Ain't no dead ass.
Oh, yeah.
Rosie's
yeah.
not a bitch.
I'm not a
we'll
bitch.
We'll say that. Yeah.
I'm a
yeah,
bitch
yeah.
in my head, but I'm not a bitch in real life. Nah.
Rosie was like, how many fucking clips have you sold?
Okay.
Obviously, we need to tell
quick,
that story.
Quick story time. Yeah. Because this makes no sense if there's no story time. Quick story time. We went to the Blink 182 concert last year. And then we went to 7-Eleven.
At the BMO.
BMO Stadium or whatever the fuck it's called. And then we went to 7-Eleven after to get some drinks mm-hmm. for after. Cindy was pregnant and it was me and my girl Sam. We went, we got a drink. And then we came out and we were just standing there trying to figure out what we're going to do. Where are we going to after party, whatever. We're standing there. This fucking bitch comes up behind me, taps on my shoulder, and she's like telling me that I'm in her way. I don't know what she said exactly, but she's telling me to move. Basically, she's like, move, you're in my way of my sales.
Something about, like, you're preventing me from selling my hair clips or something.
She was selling fucking hair clips. Hair clips.
Yeah.
Mind you, there was no one else around us. So basically, the bitch is like, taps on my shoulder, and she's like, move, bitch, you're in my way. And I turn around, and I'm like, oh. From who? Because there's no one. She said, I'm in the way of her sales. And I look around, I'm like, what sales, bitch? Because there's no one else here. And immediately, we're like in each other's face. This bitch pulls out a fucking shank.
Straight up, yeah.
A fucking knife. And I never backed down. I don't know what got into me that night, but I was
never backed down ever. What?
I was in this bitch's face like, fuck you, you know? And yeah, there was a little like push and
there was a scuffle.
Sam got a little scratch across her neck, but nothing happened. And then later on, I was like, damn, what was wrong with me? I never like
tussle.
I never fucking got in a fight in my life. And this bitch had a knife and I didn't back down. So I never backed down. But so yes, I will say I won't back down. But that doesn't mean I'm confident in the fact that I think I'll fuck her up, because I think she could have fucked me up.
She had a knife. If it that, was just, I feel like that's cheating.
It was well, just our fucking... Right?
There was what, like, six of us? Six?
Yeah, that's what I was like, fuck this she, bitch. I mean, fuck her up.
End of the day, she would have got her ass beat because it was six of us.
She was a versus fucking bitch.
One bitch with a shank. Yeah.
Seven, because Esme was
I don't know there. Why, but she put out that fucking knife, and I was like, oh, really? Fuck you, let's go.
Fuck you, bitch.
Anyway.
No, yeah, the dudes were different. They're like,
the guy, once the knife came out, the guys were like trying to pull us apart. We're like, fuck this bitch. We're gonna fuck her up no matter what. Anyways, point being, no. Yes, it's true. I'm not gonna back down.
Let me tell you, though, I don't know. I don't think one fucking hair clip was sold. Or whatever the fuck she was selling.
Which was our point. We're like, who the fuck are we blocking sales from? Because there's no one around. She's like, you're blocking my sales. We're in front of a 7-Eleven.
Like, I don't think you were selling clips, hon. But okay. Go off. And like, not that on left her, the fucking cops pulled up.
Was there cops?
Yeah, cops pulled up, yeah.
I don't remember that. Mm-hmm. I just remember Sam started bleeding and we're like, fuck this.
I think Sam fought the bitch.
She did. No.
Wait, why did she start bleeding? Because of the knife?
No, because the girl scratched her across her chest.
Mm-hmm. What the fuck? Also the face.
And her eye. Her eye got fucked up. She was bleeding from her literal eye.
Mm-hmm.
And then I felt bad because I'm like, this wasn't even Sam's thing. This was my thing. Like, I wanted to still fight the bitch. I'm still trying to
find the taser.
I was still trying to fight the bitch, but I was like, you know. My man was holding me back or whatever. Anyways, moving on.
Okay.
Next one.
This one I literally don't know who to say, but I'm okay. Who looks like they would give awkward hugs? I'm going to say me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
think so? Me.
I think
Rosa. I'm awkward as fuck. I'm shy and I'm awkward.
Yeah.
But I think Cindy's like, also shy and awkward, so I think it's a tie between me and Cindy.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be quite honest, I feel like most of the time when we meet up, like...
I don't give you all hugs.
I don't like... No, I don't either. Yeah, when have we hugged?
Rosie's friend Never. Group? Yeah, they don't hug. My friend group does
no,
hug.
No, my friend group does hug, but not really? Me. Some of them hug each other, but not me.
My thing when it comes to hugs is more like it feels like an obligation, not because it's natural.
I love hugging. And like,
even Brie and I... Who are the bestest yeah, of friends? We hardly hug.
No, yeah.
Earlier, she gave me a hug and it was weird. So,
the fuck is
yeah.
this?
Yeah,
I would say it's me. So I'm just gonna take a drink. I don't know. I just feel like I'm just not very like. I'm not the hug type.
I love hugging.
And you know, I mean, no harm. I love everybody, but I'm just not that affectionate. I wasn't grown up to be that way. Who Wait, was more of a bully in high school? I wasn't a bully.
I was never a bully.
Me either.
I don't think I was a bully yet.
Were you not a bully?
I don't think so, no.
None of us were bullies then.
I had a resting bitch face, but I don't think that made me a bully.
I was bullied.
I was bullied, too.
It was me then.
Then it was you. Okay, take a drink.
Yeah, I was a bitch. Yeah.
Okay, take a drink.
Take a drink. We should talk about...
I knew it. No, just kidding. Era. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
Okay, this one I thought was funny. Who has the kindest eyes?
Brie.
Baby Brie. I would say Baby Brie.
Yeah.
She looks like an angel to me.
Aww.
But I like that's green funny. Green flag. That's a green flag. Who would you least trust behind the wheel?
Least trust?
What?
I would say Cindy, but it's been a while since I've been behind the wheel.
I don't think I've ever been behind the wheel.
But the one time I was behind the wheel with her, I didn't trust her. So.
Oh shit!
Wait, but did we make it back safely?
Yes, we did.
I don't think I've ever been behind the wheel of Cindy. You've been behind the wheel of me though.
Who's your vote for?
Yeah, who would you vote for? Rosie or me?
Damn, I feel like I trust you both actually pretty equally.
Right, so you're the problem. No, just kidding.
Okay, I've never.
Damn it! But I feel like we'll get us back safely too. So I guess like I trust everybody, but
the question is not: are we gonna get back
safely? At least trust me.
Okay, yeah, thank you. Yeah, yeah. Cheers to you. I'll drink for you.
As I drink too.
You said at least trust me. That's hilarious.
But I trust everybody.
Who would win in a rap battle?
Probably you.
Fuck. I think I want to say you, yeah.
Maybe. Depending.
I can't even spell. On what song.
Depending on the song. Okay,
look. If I had a freestyle, I wouldn't win.
Yeah, but
if
it's
like a rap.
Yeah.
Of a rap that already exists.
Depending on the song, win. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll take that.
In my bra like this.
Wait, what is that?
That's your bra.
Wait, it's my bra.
Okay, here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
Who is most likely to laugh at inappropriate moments?
Me.
I feel guilty of that too.
It's between me. I've been laughing too much on here. I'm sorry.
I think it could be potentially Brie.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's Brie.
I laugh too much on here. Sometimes I laugh too loud.
Because I'm like, even fuck up. At work, there's certain moments where I'm like laughing and I'm like, oh shit.
No, I'd be laughing. That's what I'm saying. I think it's between me and Brie because I'd be laughing at shit that is I know is not funny. But that's my mechanism, you know? But we voted for Brie.
I'm like,
so.
Trauma.
Ha ha. Okay.
Yeah.
Who is most likely to burp in a crowd?
Cindy!
Cheers! Cheers to Cindy.
Cheers to
Cindy. Who's most likely to yawn at their wedding?
Yawn?
Yeah.
Cindy. She's like, oh my god, I'm yawning.
I want to get married in the forest, FYI.
You should. You might yawn there. No, just kidding.
I'm going to marry myself. No, sorry we're drunk, but we're not drunk.
Yeah, because we are really drunk.
We're actually okay, serious this time.
Question. Wait, how many?
We've done like 10. Who is most likely to pee in a public place?
Sorry.
I will take it. I will take it. I can pop a squat anywhere. I don't
Okay.
Who's most likely to be a social media influencer? Baby Brie 23.
I'll take 100%.
She has 23 bitches.
The next one says, who's most likely to attend a Justin Bieber concert?
Probably me.
I would say just Baby Brie 23.
I think I'd probably be second because I'm pretty down.
I wouldn't be.
We'll go together.
Well, that was the last one I have saved because the other ones are lame. So who won that game? Who cares?
I think I lost for sure.
I don't know who won that game.
So, hello, ladies and gentlemen. We are going
overall flavor rating.
We're going to give our overall ratings for the drinks we had today. The gin and juice. We're going to rate the flavor, right?
Damn, I'm too lit. I am too lit. Flavor. I'm not going to lie.
I know, me too. Flavor and packaging, right? Jing. I didn't spell it right. Babe, how do you spell packaging?
Can we just not do this anymore?
Pack. A jing.
No, look at my...
God damn!
Okay.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Honestly.
Okay, we're gonna do this
anyway. I'm just fucking going for it. I'm not gonna think twice about it.
Should I go first?
Yeah, you should.
Hi guys, we are back for the ratings of our drink. Drunk. We're obviously Liddy. This is Bear Bear. He is helping me.
Liddy Bitty.
He's assisting me. Okay. So, okay. For me, flavor out of all the drinks, it is a 10 out of 10.
A 10 out of 10?
This is the first time, but like 10 out of 10. Maybe, okay. Maybe because it's the litness, maybe because of the topics, maybe because the vibe. I don't know. But the flavor was pretty good. I have nothing to complain about. The seltzer was seltzering. It was not too much. Packaging, also 10 out of 10 because it's a sick-ass package. You can't lie. It's a sick-ass package. Litness, 10 out of 10. Yes. Am I bloated? Maybe a little bit. But, like, because, I mean, I've been drinking Topo Chico's, but, like, seltzer. I've been drinking a lot. Don't judge me. The sweetness, honestly, the sweetness wasn't crazy. I could drink multiple of these and be okay. Does it taste like the flavor? Yeah. The only thing I was questioning was the melon. I didn't taste the melon. Remember how we were like for the last one?
That was a little sus. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you like the melon?
After the third sip, you can tell in the video where I'm like.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think the nectar melon was a little better than this melon?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Got you. Got you. But yeah, that's my rating. Cindy, would you like to go next?
I don't have much of a rating, but flavor wise, 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10. Another 10.
I like the flavor, not too seltzery, which I don't think is. It's not advertised as a sizzle, right?
Is it advertised as a
point sizzle? It's pretty smooth. It's pretty smooth, all considering. So is it? I like. Yeah, I think so.
No, smooth. Yeah.
Is it advertised as a seltzer?
Oh
no!
It's
sorry.
Whoa.
Rosie.
Okay, let's move on to package.
Rosie.
Package.
It's advertised as gin and juice, babe.
10 out of 10 for packaging. 10 out of 10. Let's move on now, Rosie.
Flavor. I'm gonna give it. Okay, what I wrote down was 9.8 out of 10. Why did I not give it a 10 out of 10? Because I'm scared to give a 10 out of 10. Because I want no one to come for me. But like, it was good. I have no complaints. The flavor was light, crisp, delicious. The one flavor I would say I kind of critiqued was the citrus, which you would think would be the easiest flavor. The citrus to me kind of tasted a little weird.
Really?
And then when I looked at the ingredients, there was rose in it. Rose, I think I tasted the rose.
But
I don't know.
Rose.
I'm a rose, but I don't like the rose flavor.
I honestly did like the citrus. I liked the, what was the other one? The
melon, the apricot, the purple one? Citrus, and passion fruit.
Okay, I like the citrus. I like the passion fruit. That was the only ones I really tried. The melon I did taste out of yours. It was not my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other one? Which one did you
try? Apricot.
Oh, I did not like apricot.
I didn't mind any of them. The only one that kind of made me side-eye was the citrus, which had the rose in it. So that's what I'm saying. Ooh. I didn't love it. So 9.8 out of 10 because every other flavor I did love. Okay. Packaging, 10 out of 10. Come on, bro. It's adorable. It's so cute. It has the fucking Cadillac or whatever it is.
Impala.
The Impala. I don't know what it is, but it looks sick. We're very drunk, but we can't even blame it on this drink because we've drank other drinks besides this. But
we had deep conversations.
Point being, we love the drink. We love the packaging.
Yes, I feel like
I think that I'm not too bloated. I am lit. So 10 out of 10 on lit list. I think my voice is gone.
Ruben's dancing in the
background. My voice is gone. My fucking spelling bee was good, but like everything else was bad.
Yes, Rosie won the spelling bee. Cindy won the trivia, and I won.
The most likely to. I don't know if she did or not.
We evened it out.
I don't know. We're just lying.
I think we did. I won the most likely to. Wait, is that winning or losing? Did I lose or win?
It doesn't matter. We are winners in our books.
Green flags everywhere, all across the board. Okay, but now that we rated our ratings, did any of us finish all of our words?
What words? Fuck, I forgot again.
Our words, babe.
I did 2 out of 3. I think everyone else did it.
Our words?
Our secret words.
I didn't use one of them.
I did 2 out of 3.
I did all of them.
Which were yours?
Okay. I did them all. I did them all in your story.
You bitch.
He was biased.
Hey, no, he said 1 through 3, and I said 2.
You bitch.
He didn't know. He didn't know. He didn't know I was going
to say 2. Bitch, bitch,
bitch. Yeah.
Really?
Yes. I said, attitude, future, and jealous. I said it all in your story.
I don't remember when you said
it. Let's repeat it.
A, to be honest.
What were your words, Cindy?
What were yours? Mine was attitude.
I used 2 out of 3.
I used 2 out of 3. Same.
What was your words?
Transform, did not use.
You didn't use?
Did not.
Okay.
No.
What were you?
I used warning and complain.
Wait, your mic easy. Is not even there.
Oh my god, where has your mic been?
I did not.
Warning and complain.
Did not use.
Transform.
Transform, but I used warning and complain.
You used warning when?
Well, yeah, when?
You'll see it in the video when everybody fucking laughed at me because I was like, I'm gonna complain about this.
No, but warning. Dead. It was warning.
You'll see it in the video.
Yeah. Damn it!
Okay, so I used 2 out of 3. My words were power twisted long. I used power. I think I said something about being powerful. I don't know. And I also used long. I used it twice, to be sure. But like, twist, I didn't use.
You could have, like, twist a T.
Right, I could have, but I forgot. I forgot.
Yeah.
So, damn. I used 2 out of 3, used 2 out of 3, she used 3 out of 3, so she wins, we lose. So
I used it right away.
We each kind of got a little something out of each game, right?
I forgot, though, so cheers. Cheers to that. Thank you, Ruben, for being,
making us all my drinks. Which is not a fucking
just pretend you have something to drink.
Cheers, guys.
I have 3 of them. 3.
We've drank all of our gin and juice. We drank Topo Chicos and now we're on Bud Light Seltzer. So cheers.
Wait, babe, what's the topic?
Thank you. Come again to the next episode of Sorry We're Drunk. We love you. Bye. Bye.
Once again, sorry we're drunk. Bye. Sorry, but not sorry.
Yeah.
Can you play music that I could twerk to?